If it is or if it ain't, it's gonna come out. Good morning, everybody. It's your girl, Miracle Sims, and you are listening to God, Sex, and Love, your daily dose of inspiration and juice. It is March the 8th, 2023, and today the topic is Praise the Lord. Happy Tuesday. Happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope that you all had a great Monday. Mine was just fine. Today is Wednesday, y'all. Today is Wednesday, so I hope that you guys had a great Tuesday, and yes, mine was just fine. today is Wednesday, because your girl has to go and be mad and miraculous today over at Mountain West for my small group, the Miracle Lab. So yeah, I'm like, wait, let's get these days correct. But anywho, I had a pretty good day yesterday. Nothing too much to report. I had an episode of GSL scheduled, but it didn't happen. which was fine, because I was kind of tired for whatever reason. So I was catching up on rest yesterday, as well as just really, really thinking, like, entrepreneur-wise. Like, I'm over here, like, what's going to... be beneficial to invest in next, I have some big ideas and whatnot that I want to invest in. I've shared with you all some of them. I mean, one is a movie. Yes, I would like to get a movie together or done this year, if the Lord's will. And I had some general plans, because y'all know what they say is tax time, right? So I had some general plans for that, but we'll see. I mean, because I don't know how things are going to go when it comes to that. And yeah, so, but in the meantime, in between time, I'm just trying to, again, make sure I'm making the best moves and things like that. Being a good steward over what I have, right? And so, if there's ways for me to, continue to invest in myself, or ultimately the things of God, right? Whatever the Lord wants me to do, then that's, what I want to do, right? That's what I'm trying to do, what I would like to do. I had a lot of ideas and whatnot download on my heart and mind this morning, but I don't know if I should get all into that at the moment, but we'll see. We'll see what the Lord will do. So, anywho, aside from that, I mean, your girl woke up at around 1:36 this morning. So y'all know what I did. I made a note of that. Looked it up in the Strong's Concordance after I listened to the prayer meditation. And, also Googled it as well. And ultimately what came up in the Strong's pretty much solidified this topic today, which is praise the Lord. I find it interesting, because I know yesterday we were talking about boast in the Lord, and now the Lord wants to be praised on today. Some funny side notes. So at some point this morning, I was noticing, I'm just on social media, whatever, and I'm noticing that here I am seeing this dude, Jonathan Majors, again. And I'm like, I've been seeing him a lot lately. Like, I understand he might be in movies and whatnot, but I'm just like, why do I keep seeing this dude? So I felt led today to look up his name, y'all, and just the meaning of his name, Jonathan and Majors. And listen, this is what I found. Jonathan Majors, okay. And the meaning alone means, so Jonathan means God has given, and then Majors means greater in a military rank. So I'm like, oh, okay then, Lord, I guess you speaking to me. Perhaps you are, giving me a higher rank, right? Greater rank. Now, I don't know who that's for, if it's just for me or if it's somebody else. If you're listening to the sound of my voice, maybe you can be encouraged and inspired by Jonathan Majors this morning. God is giving greater rank, I guess, to those that are obedient, those that are in his will, and everything like that. So I hope that encourages you and inspires you all by itself, right? So maybe that'll give you something to praise the Lord for and about, because I mean, even though I know we're going to get into these verses, and obviously it's a repetition of this phrase, praise the Lord, but a lot of times I think we go through life and we feel like we don't have nothing to praise the Lord for. You know, maybe we're complaining about whatever our situation is. Maybe we feel down or out or whatever about, again, whatever our situation is. So, again, hopefully if you are listening to the sound of my voice, you can be encouraged and inspired to praise the Lord today. And maybe you'll be able to see what you can do in those times when you feel like you can't praise them, all right, or don't want to praise them, or whatever the case may be. So let's get into these verses. So I want to share with you guys what I found or what I came across when I looked into 136, Bible 136, when I Googled. It pretty much led me to John 136, and it says, "And looking upon Jesus, he walked. As he walked, he saith, Behold the Lamb of God." You guys can go and read John 1:35-51, and it's, you know, pretty much its entirety for yourself, probably even the whole John 1, and get a little bit more context and what's going on. Because technically, this was the second time that, or at least that I can recall, that it was like the second time that John had said this type of statement. But I believe this second time is when they started to actually follow Christ, you know, after this statement was made. And so I guess, one, you got to see the Lord, right? You got to be able to acknowledge the Lord to be able to praise him. You know, that's what I'm receiving this morning as I was looking at these verses and everything like that. I mean, you know, if you don't know the Lord, then how can you praise him? If you don't acknowledge him, how can you praise him? Again, you may be one of the people that feel like, praise what for what, you know, praise who for what, you know, you don't know him, so you can't praise him, which ultimately holds back a lot of other things, right? It holds back different blessings and things that you may want. So, yeah, it will behoove us to get to know the Lord, right? To be able to acknowledge the Lord and who he is. And then ultimately, once you see who he is and get to know who he is and experience who he is, then you can't do nothing but praise, in my little humble opinion. Now, let's get going into these verses that I came across when I went on openbible.info. I just literally put in praise the Lord. And these are the verses that came up. These are the verses that I felt led to share in the midst of the verses that came up. So Psalm 150:6, it says, "Let everything that has breath praise the Lord." Praise the Lord. Now, I mean, hey, I don't know if this is one of the moments where it's like, if something is repeated, it's being reiterated. It's like, praise the Lord. And then it's saying, praise the Lord, like for real. The interesting thing is, as I was writing down that verse, I kind of, I guess, chuckled to myself because, I mean, it even talks about, like, the rocks praising the Lord and everything like that. If we don't, the rocks is going to cry out type of vibe. And now, I don't know if we acknowledge that the rocks have breath or not. You know, it did kind of make me think about this concept of, I know people talk about, like, how plants are living and trees and all these different type of things are living organisms that breathe, you know, and everything like that. So, I mean, hey, you know, I don't want the rocks to cry out in my place, right? So I'm going to praise the Lord. But I mean, by all means, just understand that, yes, it says let everything that has breath praise the Lord. But understand that even things that we may not even even know or acknowledge or understand that has breath will praise the Lord as well. Like everything does, if you really truly think about it, like everything gives glory and honor to the Lord. Like we look at the sky, we look at the mountains, the ocean, like all these different things. I mean, we don't necessarily think that they have breath, but we can see how the presence of these things gives praise, honor, glory to the Lord, its creator. So, and that's why the Bible tells us that at the end of the day, there's no excuse. Everything in us and around us says that there's a God. So from there, you got to figure out, you know, what you believe to be true. And I mean, you know, all right. Well, that's another thing I came across yesterday. I came across this gentleman on Instagram, and he was talking about the whole concept of like, why is Christianity so bashed when it comes to other religions? It's like, you can't touch them. You can't say nothing about them. It will be an issue, right? But then when it comes to Christianity, like every aspect of our faith is mocked, ridiculed, and all this type of stuff in the mainstream media. And I mean, ultimately for me, I feel like I talked about this years ago, that at the end of the day, I feel like, what was that phrase that came to me back in the day? It's like, people don't steal from empty houses. At the end of the day, Christianity is attacked because it's the truth. In my humble opinion, you know, it's like none of the others, why would you attack any of the other religions when at the end of the day, they standing on the same thing you standing on in regards to, I mean, according to the Bible now I'm just saying, according to the Bible, anything that's not Christ is antichrist. Therefore, if it's all going in the same wavelength anyway, when it comes to these other religions, these other beliefs and all this type of stuff, of course, it's not going to come against its own. It's going to come against the thing that it's coming against, which is Christianity, Christ, the truth, all these things. Y'all can decide that on your own, because God has given us all free will. And I say for some reason, which I know is love and everything like that, but still, like, sometimes you'd be like, man, Lord, you know, maybe we didn't deserve all this grace, mercy, freedom, and all the stuff that we have, because we see what we do with it. But at the end of the day, you know, we will be robots. We will be like the Sims game. We will be controlled little beings if God didn't give us the freedom to choose. So because he gives us that freedom to choose, and because there's all these options out here, you have the ability to choose you this day, right? Which you're going to serve, and everything like that. You choose to believe the Bible or not, and all of that. But yeah, I guess for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. In Jesus' name. Let's keep going, y'all. So Psalm 117, 1 and 2, it says, praise the Lord, all nations, extol him, all peoples, for great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Now, obviously, this could be like a song, really. I mean, you could put these two verses together that I just shared, and that could make a nice little, I don't know, chorus or some verse or something, you know. But regardless of that, I mean, yeah, this is for all nations, all peoples. Like, that's why, I mean, I know I talk about this all the time as well. At the end of the day, like, this whole idea of separation in any aspect of humanity, it's just really ridiculous, because, you know, like, it's a beautiful thing to see different cultures and different, you know, like how these people live and how these people live and things like that. All of that is great and beautiful. But what I'm saying is, like, this what Jesus did is for everybody. It's not just for me and not for you. And I think there's a lot of that out there where people give the impression like, oh, this is only for this certain group or something like that. The only thing that excludes you from Christ is you, ultimately. You and what you decide to do with this message of Christ. Like, there's nothing else that blocks you from it. You know, and so, I mean, you know, this is for all peoples, all nations, praise the Lord, all peoples, praise the Lord. I mean, this is what this verse is saying. And, you know, so all should feel welcome. I mean, maybe we all don't feel welcome, because at the end of the day, ultimately what comes between us is like our desire to do what we want, how we want. We don't want to do what God wants, how he wants. We want to do what we want. And he will let you do that. Right? You can do that. You have the free will to do just that. But at the end of the day, you got to understand that there's consequences to all actions. And it's laid out in the Bible what it has to say about just about anything that you could think about in life. And so, you know, I mean, I don't know. You want to live life and pretend like there's not going to be any consequences for your actions. But at the end of the day, I guess we'll see, right? I guess we all will see regarding that. But anyway, James 5 and 13, it says, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing praise. So there you go. For anybody that feels like, I don't have nothing to praise the Lord for, I'm in a down season, down moment, I'm in the low valley of the roller coaster, whatever, however you want to look at it, then this is the time for you to be praying. You know, this is the time for you to be seeking the face of the Lord, seeking his wisdom, sharing with him how you feel. Like, at the end of the day, it's okay to feel how you feel. You can feel down or whatnot. I don't say stay there. That's me and my little personal opinion. I don't think the Lord wants us to stay in that place. I think he wants us to give those things to him so he can bring that joy and put that joy back in you. Again, and it's interesting because I plan to talk about this stuff today with the kids about joy and whatnot. Like, at the end of the day, it's like, There is something different about believers, right? You can go through the down seasons because we're going to go through them. The Bible is clear that we're going to have some ups and some downs. Like, there's nothing that's stopping, you know, life, right? And the way things are. And so, yes, you're going to have ups and downs as a believer, but you're going to look at those things differently as a believer. And that, you know, that's just what I've observed with my life as well as just in general. Like, that's what the word is telling us. And so, yeah, you can be in a down season, but you don't have to look at it as a down season. Like, sometimes, I mean, I guess as you build your faith and whatnot, then you might be in that down season and you will praise the Lord through it. Thanking God for the down season. That might sound crazy to some people, but, you know, again, I feel like I shared this with you guys over and over again, that at the end of the day, when I see persecution coming my way or things like that, I mean, it don't feel good. It don't feel, you know, it's not the things that I want to go through and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, I do feel like, oh, well, I'm in the right company. I must be doing something right. Let me keep on doing this thing. Because at the end of the day, you know, the Bible tells me that, you know, we will be persecuted for his name's sake and all these other things. And so, yeah, like, we need to get this narrative out of our hearts, minds, heads, whatever the case is, that it's going to just all be peachy, keen, marshmallow, whatever, whatever. Like, that's a lie from the enemy to thwart, I believe, believers from believing. Because then you're like, oh, well, you know, I thought it was going to be this. And so since it's not that, then that means that it's a lie or it's mean it's not true. Like, no, no, no. I mean, I think if you get into the word, you're going to see what the truth is. And therefore, yeah, when you're going through the struggles of life, you know that God is with you. You have hope, joy, peace, and all the things, the fruits of the Spirit, to get through those things. And so, I don't know. I guess the Lord wanted us to know this morning, at least through little old me. So again, if you're listening to the sound of my voice today, I hope that you're encouraged and inspired to know that. Because, yeah, I mean, you know, the enemy will use anything to come between us and the Lord. And so, yeah, that's why it behooves us to get into the word for ourselves, to study, to show ourselves approved, and all these different type of things. So then that way, like, when these type of attacks come our way, we don't have to, like they say, lean into it. We don't have to believe a lie when we know what the truth says, you know. So it's just saying it behooves us to get into the word for ourselves, y'all. Like, at the end of the day, y'all can listen to me, y'all can listen to a pastor, y'all can listen to all these different type of people tell you. But at the end of the day, if you're not reading the Bible for yourself, then you really can get lost out here, right? You could easily be swayed by anybody and their ideas if you don't get into this for yourself. So thank God for the people that does translations. Thanks God for, you know, like William Tyndale that lost their life to translate this thing into English and everything like that, that saw the importance of getting this message out to the people and not just to people that, like, are wanting to dictate certain things. But anyway, so Isaiah 25 and 1, it says, O Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things, plans formed from old. Plans formed of old, faithful and sure. I'm going to go ahead and continue this by reading Psalm 71 and 8. It says, "My mouth is filled with your praise and with your glory all the day." As I was writing this down this morning, I was like, yes, this is my prayer. And I hope that this could be y'all's prayer and praise today. Like I said, I mean, I hope that you guys are encouraged and inspired. I feel like there's a lot of different things the Lord was sharing with me this morning. But ultimately, we need to be praising the Lord. Those of us that, again, are walking in the will of the Lord, be encouraged and inspired by that whole revelation regarding Jonathan Majors. Listen, because God has given us, has given greater, you know, to those of us that are in position, you know. And so I could see that in my life in a variety of ways. And, you know, obviously I'm still working on just not just staring in awe and stuff, you know, actually, you know, walking in it and being bold and all these different things. But yeah, even if you're in a low point, friend, just a reminder, if you're in a low point and you feel like you don't have not one thing to praise the Lord for, first, I'm going to tell you, friend, that that's a lie. Okay. If you're listening to the sound of my voice today, you're watching this video, whatever the case is, you got plenty to praise the Lord for. At the end of the day, that means you're breathing, you can see, you can hear. That's just three things alone. You made it another day. How old are you? You done made it how many ever days and years that you are. Like, whatever that you've been through in your past, you made it through. Like, what else? I mean, I've just given you, I don't even know who you are, and I've given you so many things that you can thank the Lord and praise Him for already. So, I mean, you guys can go beyond that and then just keep on building your list. If you really, truly feel down and out, get some pen and paper and start writing down all the things that you do have. And then you might start to see that you got plenty to praise the Lord for. So, I mean, that's all, folks. I mean, I could sit here, I guess, talk about this forever. So I guess I will let y'all go. But y'all have a wonderful Wednesday. And I look forward to talking to you all tomorrow if the Lord's will. Bye-bye.
Hey y'all, I'm Nyla O'Neill with Anchor Providing Institute. We're located at 737 South Hill Street in Griffin, Georgia. Look, this program was birthed out of a will to help and push you closer to your dream, customizing each and every learning path for each and every student, giving you hands-on education with myself and other teammates. We're here to help you and drive you to be the best version of yourself. Look, we are a 12-week program, and it will be vigorous, but it will be worth the work. Put the work in, you will see it in the end. We are dedicated to seeing you not only finish our program, but to get certified. We are an accredited school through the National Phlebotomy Solutions, and we are so ready to meet each and every one of you. Contact us today.